Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy summer. Happy 27th anniversary to us. My treat to you is going to be sharing 27 very tasty places. Tastiness is the hashtag out there. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week in Ocean City, Maryland. We're going to be doing that this week at the Convention Center on Thursday and Friday. Just book the controller. I'm booking county executives. I'm booking mayors. I'm booking Democrats. I'm booking Republicans. I'm booking people who don't even want to say what they believe in. But I believe in the power of the Maryland Lottery tickets to bring people together because I had lucky sevens doublers. This is great because it's our 27th anniversary, which I'm going to change my logo. Jessica made a beautiful logo just the way I wanted it done. I'm also going to press my luck with the whammy by doing five crab cake tours shows in a row beginning next Thursday and Friday. We're going to be at Coco's, we're going to be at Costas, we're going to be at Fadley's, we're going to be at Pizza John's, we're going to be at Sláinte, because we're counting down my 27 favorite things to eat. And Leonard Raskin is about to join us here. You asked me what I was eating. I'm eating some remnants of day 26, which was patisserie poupon.
Beautiful.
I get this a gâteau breton. I don't know how to say it. Basically, it's a giant butter cookie that is delicious with tea and with coffee in the morning. It's like a cookie, but it's more like denser than that. I don't know what it is, man. It's French.
Don't they call it a biscuit over there? I think it's a biscuit.
For whatever the French call it, I call it.
It's a great bakery. It's a fabulous place.
They did the cake when my wife's donor, Niels, came. You may have been at this party. I don't know. We
don't
do a party
so.
at Roost Chris.
Yeah.
When he came in that one week, I took him all around the country back in like 15. So 10 years ago. And it was 16, actually, 9 years ago. And they made an unbelievably beautiful cake. My friend was associated with the Delta Hotel downtown who did business with them. And there was a little patisserie poupon. And they did this beautiful cake. But I'm trying to feature, and you'll appreciate this, you're a local firm.
Yeah,
You're representing
yeah, yeah.
people in the American dream.
Absolutely.
I'm meeting people, local people who have the American dream. You know what I mean?
It's beautiful.
Like, local franchisees, local bricks and mortar businesses, local people serving delicious food in unique ways, things that I can only get. I mean, I can't make pastries like they do at Patisserie
No,
Poupon.
it's amazing.
So,
they made my wedding cake 31 years ago. He crafted a beautiful cake. My wife wanted swans on the cake, on the side, on the round of the cake were swans with the fondant, and it was like an almond or like a pecan butter cream sugar cake.
Look
It
at
was,
you.
oh dude, it was delicious. You know, one of the best things, look, thinking back, one of the best times before planning the wedding was out tasting food and tasting cakes. You know, you're looking to figure out what bakery you're going to have the cake made. So we got to go to all these different bakeries and sample cakes. I was in heaven.
We
What's
did
better
that
than
too.
that?
We did that
What's
too.
better than that?
We,
Sampling cake.
I mean, it's 22 years ago for me, but I mean, yeah, I agree with you. And I would say this gâteau breton, to give it away a little bit, it tastes a little like wedding cake.
There you
It,
go.
like wedding cake in a cookie. It's very vanilla, very lemony, very light, very buttery. It's like a pound cake-ish kind of,
Yeah,
maybe
beautiful.
less lemony than that, but
Beautiful.
just delicious. So I got to tell you this, because one of the things about this 27th anniversary, because you've been sponsoring us for a number of years, you've been through, I mean, I found the tapes of my fifth anniversary where Dave Winfield walked into the barn, you
There
know,
you
like
go.
I've had crazy anniversary shows. I found the tape, I think it was my eighth anniversary. Marty Bass and my mother did radio together. They did
Oh,
radio
boy.
together.
That's a
Like,
good one.
I mean, I've done crazy stuff around here. So every year I try to concoct something that can make it fun. So 25 crab cakes, good times, 25 breweries, 26 breweries. I was going to do, and I think you know this, I was committed to doing crab soup. Like, I was going to do crab soup this month all over the state. Every Every year, this time, I drive to the Eastern Shore because I do Ocean City this weekend with
Right,
Mako. I
right.
loved, loved, loved going out to Deep Creek because I had never been there before. So I would not mind, and I'm going to have the mayor of Frederick on this week. One of my favorite bakeries in the world is in Frederick Bakehouse, great place. I don't know that it's going to make my top 26, but or top 27, excuse me. But one of the real joys of doing this, and the reason I did it was I'm trying to make people a little more happy. Like the Orioles aren't making people happy.
Right.
You and I were going to talk about that. The
Right.
Ravens might make people happy. They might
Yeah.
not. Justin Tucker was looking for a happy ending. We could talk about that. So, in celebrating 27 years, I thought like the crab soup was an idea. And then
Right.
I started like with my wife and I, we get into this, is this watermelon? She got me watermelon. She's been away for a couple days
Yep,
now with her
yep.
sister. She got me this giant watermelon at the farmer's market. And
Beautiful.
all of the things you do, you remember, you used to tap on the water. No. You look at the side of it, and if it's white and dark and falling apart at the bottom and it has a stain on it, that's the watermelon you want.
There
You
you
want
go.
the right. So we learned about this. She picked up a watermelon, was kind of big. And she said, "Look, I'm going away. I'm not going to help you eat this. It's a $12 watermelon.
You got a lot
Should
of
I
water.
do it?" And she said, "But it's a gold watermelon and it looks like it's going to be a real, it's really heavy." And I'm like, "Get it. Pay five extra dollars for a
Right.
watermelon this time of year. I'll eat it." And you know, I get the ice cream scooper into it,
There you
right?
go.
That's how I do it. And we have these little plastic bras you put tops. So when it comes to food and discoveries and my wife getting perfect peaches, perfect corn this time of the year,
Superb.
we like eat the
Superb.
corn at Costas last week. We're like, this is a 10, this is a
Right,
9, this is an
right.
8. We give the one the Bo Derek system, right? That we're all
I'm with
familiar
you.
with here, right? Not the Russian ice skating thing, right? I mean, but the Bo Derek scale of if I'm telling you that this peach cake is an 11, that
Ooh.
means it's one of the greatest things I've ever
That's
had in my
there you
life. And I
go.
don't ever give out 10s. I had a piece of corn that was perfect 3 weeks. It was just perfect right after 4th of
Doesn't
July.
get better
And
than
I'm
that.
eating it. And she's like, "What do you give it?" I'm like, "It's a 9.8. She's like, "What would make it perfect?" I'm like, "If there was more of it."
Right. There you go.
If it was the corn from Gilligan's Island, remember when he grew
Right.
the giant
The giant
nuclear
corn.
corn, right? So when you find a new place to eat, don't you get excited? I mean, you eat all
When
over the
it's
world.
good.
You're an eater.
When
I've
it's
seen your
good,
act, right?
absolutely. When
When
it's
you get a
good.
tip on something, like we talked about Eau Claire, Wisconsin last week,
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
had a tip on a place, especially
Right.
you're always asking me and you take me up on my tips.
Yeah,
Like
'cause you travel all over the
when I
place.
send you to Pequod's in Chicago for
I'm
pizza, you're getting
going.
some damn good pizza.
I'm going.
So I try to, and I only make a recommendation if I feel like it's a 9.5. I
Yeah.
don't make recommendations on eights. If there's a city you're in and I don't know any place,
Right.
I'm just not gonna, and I'm not 100% confident. I will not send you. So when I made this list here, okay, I really had to ask myself if it's my last supper. You always say, "I'm like I eat like I'm going to the chair," right?
Right.
If I had a last supper, if I had a last meal, if I had a last month's worth, if I knew today was going to be the last day of my life, where would I eat? What
Right.
would I do? What order would it be in? So I really had to do this thing, like in a lot of ways, the way I would do that album thing. If you're on an island, what albums would you take? You're
Right,
thinking, like, this is
sure.
all I got. So these 27 foods, I really worked hard on whether corned beef was going to be in, whether Indian food was going to be in, whether snowballs were going to be in. And I literally wasn't even about like, what am I in the mood for? This would
Right.
be like my level of confidence for how effing good this is, how consistently good it is, how many times I've eaten it, how many times I've craved it, how many times I've driven across town
To get
or
it.
across the state thinking about it,
Yep.
wanting it again, having it once in my life and thinking I gotta have that again. Like I gotta get back to Queenstown in New Zealand on the South Island and get a Ferg burger. It was one of the greatest, like literally Google it. It's one of the greatest things I've ever eaten in my life. So when I think about these things and I take food seriously for a skinny guy who does a lot of hot yoga, thank you, Planet Fitness. I would say that I found a place unwittingly in the middle of this tour the other night by literally just Googling a little bit and doing a little bit of research. And when you find a place and you're like, this place is so good that I want to talk about it on the radio with Leonard
Yeah,
Baskin this week.
yeah.
You know, it, like, have you found a place recently? Like, Like if I were to give you the 27 list, we're gonna do the Raskin Global 27. Like you love crabs, you love
Oh
food. I mean, you
yeah,
do love food.
absolutely,
What
absolutely.
you I mean, you've raved about silly things like the applesauce at Pappas. Like you
Fantastic.
just have a thing about it, right? Like you just said to me, don't not get the applesauce. Now I would tell you, Pappas, don't not get that little potato thing they do. That little airplane potato thing they do, twice
That's all
baked
right.
potato.
That's all right.
Oh, I love that. So
Crab
anyway,
cake and applesauce, but
do you have a thing?
well, you know, I used to. Two of the best things, you talk about the 27. If I was to put down two, one of them, and I don't know if it exists anymore. I haven't been there recently enough to check it out. But back in the day, you talk about summer food, Oregon Grill, back in the day, had an incredible cold peach soup.
What?
Dude, to
Somebody's going to
die
send an
for.
email and say, I remember this.
To die for. Peach cream, sweet peach. I
Was it a
would.
dessert?
No, this was an appetizer.
Huh.
A
Sounds like something I
peach.
want to put on my lemon cake.
Oh, dude, it was outstanding. One of the
I ain't
best
never heard of
summer,
such a thing.
like what is it? Gazpacho, right? Cold
It was a
soup.
cold peach
Peach,
soup.
cold peach and
If
cream.
anybody has this recipe, this was at Oregon Grill
Oregon
years ago.
Grill
How
back
long
when.
ago? 20 years ago? 30
Oh
years ago?
yeah, 20 years ago. I haven't seen it since. They may have it on the summer menu, but now that Atlas is there, I don't know. This is an old deal. And then the other thing that I used to love
Was that before
there.
Teddy Bauer had it even?
Yeah,
Oh,
this is
wow.
oh
Okay.
yeah.
All right.
And then the other thing they had, which was to die for dessert, was called the chocolate terrine. It was a slab, like a square slab about a half inch thick of white milk and dark chocolate.
It's like
Just
a ganache, like
it was
a.
cold chocolate,
Okay,
just molded.
go down to Patisserie Poupon and get the opera.
Oh,
I
well,
think the
there.
opera's like there.
I
I
may
really
do
do.
that. I may do that.
I'm
I'll
being
have to do
honest with you.
that.
I
No,
think
I'll
you're
do it.
describing the opera.
Well, I will check it out for sure because it was absolutely
I
amazing.
tend
Two
to be
dishes
white
there.
creamy. I tend to be more strawberry shortcake than I
Oh, I'm
am
all about
chocolate
it.
cake.
I'm all
Now, I
about
love
it.
dark chocolate. I'm in. I
I'm
mean,
not a
I
dark
like
chocolate
chocolate
cake
strawberry.
fan.
I'm a chocolate guy, but when it like day 23, today is day 23, and I would show it to you if I hadn't eaten it. But I do have my Dundalk mug with
Right?
the has the literal the old East Point poop
There you
tower
go.
on it, so I love
Yep.
that. And the GM plant Bethlehem Steel, it has it all on there. Skate Roll Arena, all my Dundalk things are on there. But today I did the place in Rosedale that's Fiesta Mexicana, family from Mexico City, immigrants, my people, Latin people. They've opened a beautiful place 15 years ago, right on Golden Ring, right by the
Yeah,
mall, right where
sure.
near where my parents are buried, right near King Discount Liquors, right where I coached Beano Ranson basketball, Golden Ring, right next to Pastore's. It's called Fiesta Mexicana. They do a tres leches
Oh,
cake.
there you go.
I mean, tres leches cake, it feels like it's very plain. It's very white, very
Light,
yellow, very
light,
light, very whipped
fresh.
creamy. It doesn't have a lot of flavor or a lot of fruits or chocolates or but it's one of my favorite things in the
There
world, a
you
tres
go.
leches cake. It's so
There you go.
delicious. All
Fantastic.
right, so I got to tell you about this place. So
Yeah, go
other
ahead.
night, it's about my wanderlust, right? In traveling and going places and doing things. So my boy's in Styx, and I love Styx and I love bands. They play down at Jiffy Lube, and as much as I love Jiffy Lube, I don't love Jiffy Lube, the arena, that like it's a long way. I live on the north side of the city now, so it's more like getting to Philly's easier. So Styx was playing on Friday night with Kevin Cronin, REO Speedwagon, whom I love.
There's a
Louis
show.
Aparicio was his favorite player.
Oh,
And
that's a good
hey,
show.
Don Felder opened up with all the Eagles songs, with 10 Eagles songs. He
Wow.
yo, Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, like
That ain't
all
a
of that,
bad
right?
show.
Really nice night of music, right? So the Styx guys, they always invite me, they always call me. They're just beautiful. As a fan, as someone who was a kid, admired them. They were the first band I ever saw. I slept out for concert tickets on the
Same.
Paradise Theater tour out at Reisterstown Road Plaza. So, like in 1983. So, for me to be at this age in my life and say, those are good humans, they're playing. I was invited. My wife's out of town. I couldn't even find anybody to go with me. I asked old high school friends. I asked people. Nobody could go. So I'm going to go alone. It was a beautiful night. Beautiful night, right? So I'm going to Philadelphia on a Friday night. What do you think I'm going to want to eat?
Cheese steak.
Okay. Now you know this has been done before, right? Okay. I've been to Philly. I've had 10 Philly cheesesteaks, three roast porks at the places that they would tell you to go.
The
I've been to
touristy
Jim Steaks,
spots.
Joe Steaks, Pat Steaks, Gino Steaks.
The
I've
whole
been on
place.
South Street. I've been to Joe's up in Fishtown with my dear. I haven't been to the Palestra with Dick Girardi, but I have been to Joe Steaks and had Chink make a cheesesteak for me with Todd Radom. So like and my favorite place is Claymont. You know about Claymont?
I do not.
Claymont is south of Blue Ball Avenue, north of downtown Wilmington,
Wilmington,
right where the bypass, you take either road around Wilmington, they meet in Claymont. It's
Got it.
called the Claymont Steak Company. I've been getting cheesesteaks there for 25 since Curt Schilling was pitching for the Phillies, 30 years. Wow. Okay. I mean, like, so I would, it's right off 95. I mean, it's like, you can spit at it. You
Spit
get
right
off.
there.
You can pee, order a cheesesteak, sit down. 5 minutes later, they'll have it ready for you. It's like Captain Harvey's. They have the meat all
All
spread out.
set.
It is a legendary cheesesteak place, and it's worth it. It's a gr stop in there. It's great. I've taken busloads in there mistakenly because they couldn't get the food out quick enough. But I think that highly of the Claymont Steak Company. Now, that being said, I'm going to Camden. So I'm going to go over the bridge. I'm not going to deal with Philly. I'm not going Woodrow Wilson, Ben Franklin, right? I'm not going into Philly because all my Philly friends bunked on me. Nobody was willing to meet me for a beer, get my car broken into. None of that was going to happen, right? So I'm going solo. My wife and I told you this, we did Chesapeake City on the way down to Bethany. We did that Elkton Road back there. So I got investigative the way I did with crab cakes here 3 years ago to find every crab cake I could find in the state, and the place is worthy. And I'm like, you know what? I want a cheesesteak, but I don't want to go into Philly. I'm certainly not going into West Philly. I'll save that for when I'm going up to Upper Darby or Ardmore or, you know, seeing Tommy. So when I'm on the west side doing something else, maybe even going to the Man to see my buddy Toby, who Blumenthal from Baltimore runs the Man. So I mean, I love Philly, but I'm like, I want something new. I want to try something that might be awesome, right? I found a place. Now I find a place and I look it up, and it's 4.5 stars and it's got 1,200 reviews and it looks good. This is something for my 27th for everybody. I eat with my eyes, 100%. I'm looking at everything on their menu, and I'm like, it looks delicious, and it looks like I'm not getting a cheesesteak tonight. It looks like I would get a roast pork at this place, or I would get what looks to be his specialty, his Italian roast beef, which is a thing I used to get at the Spectrum. Did you go to the Spectrum to see the Caps play?
Absolutely.
The Spectrum, not only getting to the bathrooms was an adventure, and it was smallish and it was
Everything
tight and it was
tight.
loud and it was obnoxiously obnoxious and flat. I mean, it was a tough place to play. The ice was narrow, the rink was narrow. I used to sit so close to Gene Hart there that I could hear him call the games in the press box. So my memories of the Spectrum are just, that's my
Great
love.
place.
You know, I love the Spectrum. I drank beer with Eddie Van Halen and Alex Van Halen and Sammy Hagar under, you know, I met Phil Collins under the Spectrum. I mean, like, Spectrum, Robert Plant gave me a hug under the Spectrum once. So, but they had two food items there that were fantastic. They did a cone, a dipped cone, the way you would know a Dairy Queen cone, but they freeze it. So when they hand it to you, the crunch on the chocolate crunches and the ice cream sort of melts and it doesn't destroy you at a hockey game. You can take it at a Sixers game, a hockey game, a Madonna concert, the circus, at the Spectrum. They still have those cones at the new joint. They
There you
do.
go.
I've gotten them. They're
All right.
$12 or whatever. They might not have many more because they got a Shake Shack in there now, but they had them at the Wells Fargo when it was the Wachovia. The other thing they had in Philly, and it was right around the corner from the press box, and there was only one level at the Spectrum. There was only one
Right,
concourse,
right.
right? They had Italian beef. And they did the Italian beef with the provolone and the hots and the roasted reds, and they would dip the sandwich in the au jus and get it all
Ugh. Mushed
nice,
up. Yeah.
delicious, right? And it was always delicious.
There you
It was
go.
always $5 too much because it was a sandwich at a hockey game. But I'm like, I'm in
Right.
Philly, I'll get the $9 sandwich. This is in 1991,
Yeah,
right?
right.
So the sandwich would have been $4.50 at Chaps was $9 there, right?
50
So
now.
it's 17.75,
Right. Right.
23, 23.50, and
Right.
they carve it for you, right?
Exactly.
And the horseradish is $2 more. So I used to get it was delicious. And the Chicago Italian beef, I've tried places out there. It's always salty for
Got
me
it.
in Chicago. Now, beef on Weck. In Buffalo, oh my God, I had a beef on Weck at this place that makes me want to go to the Ravens game next month. It was so delicious. I had it with Luke. Do you remember the kids that raised the money for Mark Andrews after he dropped the
Yeah,
ball?
sure.
Those kids are really unbelievable kids, and I'm having them back on.
There
I
you go.
had dinner with their dad at a Bills bar up in Buffalo a couple months, opening day, when Luke and I
Yep.
snuck in with a man named Papatoka, a beautiful guy. Papatoka, a beautiful guy. Had a beef on Weck that was like, I can't wait to have it again. So this sub shop is located at the foot of the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Okay.
Okay, so it's right by the Wilmington Airport. It's right at the confluence of like where you would go south to Dover, across the bridge, into
Yep.
Wilmington,
Yep.
get off the pier at Christiana Mall, a little north of Christiana. It's in Delaware, it's in Newcastle. And I went into this place, and this is how, like, I walked in, and there was a line at Friday night at, it was at 3 o'clock. I went in, 3:30, and I could smell the place, and I ordered, and the girl was very friendly, beautiful young girl, takes my order, very friendly, and then I'm looking at the food, and I went down to the end, I had to pee, come out of the bathroom, and the guys are carving up stuff, and I start to look at the Italian beef, and I had ordered the pork. I looked at the, I'm like, dude, what? And the guy starts carving, he starts talking to me. Within 30 seconds, Leonard, I've owned a business for 35 years. This guy owned the business.
Yeah,
You
he's the
could tell
owner. Right.
within
Sure, the pride.
10
All the
seconds,
pride.
I'm drying my hands off, and this guy's making sandwiches. And he's got his Philly accent, but that Delaware Philly thing.
Yep.
Hey, you know, if I'm around here, you know what I mean? I can't do a Philly accent. I'm
Right,
terrible at
got it.
Philly. I can do any accent. I can't do a Philly accent somehow. So he starts talking to me, and I said, I'm from Baltimore. He's like, hey, you got a good place to eat down there? I swear to God, it's the first thing he said to me. And I'm like, oh, dude, you just asked the wrong guy that. Like, what? I mean, that's what I'm like, I got to go out to my car and get a card. I don't, like, I know your food's going to be pretty good, but I
Right.
already like this guy. I talked to him for 30 seconds.
Right.
And this guy, the first thing he said to me is, hey, you got any good places to eat down there? And I looked at him, and the first thing I said to him was, well, you've probably been to Chaps, right? I mean, guy makes sandwiches for a living, right?
Right.
I said, you own a joint? First thing I said, you own a joint? He said, yeah, I'm Mike. I own a joint. I'm like, all right. So we get to talking. This place, it was the best roast pork sandwich by far I've ever had. Fresh broccoli rabe, delicious. Fresh peppers in-house. He has hots. He was bragging on. No, I'm not a hot guy, but these were
Right,
legit.
right.
Does a fresh chicken cutlet that he couldn't stop talking about, but the top of his menu is the Italian roast beef,
Right.
and he didn't even try to sell me on it, but I watched him make it for other people, and I'm like, I walked out. I got in my car. I got back out of the car, walked back in, and I pulled my credit card back out. I'm like, I'm going to get the roast beef. I smelled the sandwich I had in my car after talking to this guy. I
Right.
gave the guy $15. I got to say, I mean, he wanted
Yeah, sure.
$12. I went back in. I'm like, I want to give this guy more money. There's your business, right? You
Right,
know,
right.
I liked him. Place smelled
Yeah,
good. It was clean. It came
sure.
recommended. I just liked him. And the food smelled great. I walked back in and I got this Italian roast beef. He deconstructed it for me in a pan with everything separated. And then he gave me rolls, fresh rolls with sesame on there. And I'm thinking to myself, This is why I'm doing my 27
There you go.
places to eat,
Right.
because I want someone to have the joy that I am having right this moment, having both of them still left over. I've eaten Italian beef the last two nights. I've constructed it in my own little
Yep.
oyster with
Yep.
provolone, and I'm sitting here taking pictures of it and sending it to people I know, like you,
Yep.
who drive across that bridge
Absolutely.
and who go to Philly for concerts or ball
Sure.
games or this or that or business or Delaware or whatever. Because, like, when you find a great place to eat
Yep.
and when you send someone there, that comes from the heart, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Look, in my world, that's what I say to people all the time. I love what I do. I help people handle their money and understand what to do with their money. And I get paid for that. And I get thanked, generationally thanked. And it's all fantastic. And then the phone rings or an email comes in and it's Joe Blow. And he says, Ness said we should talk. Or, Joe said we should talk or whatever it is. There's nothing finer than to have somebody that you've helped. Provided a great service for, send a friend, a family member, and say, this is who you should talk to for this. It doesn't get better than that. So, as a business owner, I absolutely get it. And here's the thing, in my opinion, now I don't know about my world because it probably hasn't happened, or maybe it's happened, I just don't know it. Bad news travels way too fast in this world. And so, if you don't like something, you tell a million people, oh, don't go to that place. It's horrible.
Like the
Worst thing ever.
Orioles Birdland membership that you don't buy anymore, that,
I don't know. I heard they screwed that around or
dude,
something.
I mean,
I
they're
don't know
getting
what they
nothing
did.
right. I mean,
I don't know what they did, but I
and
heard
I
from
would
people
rather
that.
talk about food this month than talk about how awful
Right.
they
Well,
are.
let's not. So, but
I
the
did an
point
hour of
being,
that with Luke
hey,
because I'm
I'll tell you
pissed
this.
off, and
I'll
I
give
can
you
only
this.
be so outraged so often.
Yeah,
I've
I
only
haven't read it.
lost
I
my
just
mind
heard
three
about it.
times on them
I
this
just heard
summer.
about it. Well, let me tell you this real quick. Again, when somebody refers you, there's just nothing finer. So I will give them this. The Orioles advocates do the Hall of Fame. And so Friday I went to the warehouse. I didn't read the ticket. It started at 12, but the gathering began at 10:30. So of course Kathy and I, we got there at 11:45. I didn't realize the gathering started early. So we got there right in time for the thing to start. A nice meal, a nice afternoon lunch. Your guy from QSR, what's his name? Rob Long was the MC. Okay, so what? Jim Palmer inducted, made the, what do they call it? Presenting speech for Tom Davis. Been friends with Tom for 30 years. So that's why I went to see Tom and his family. 30 years
No more
of.
deserving
Oh my
human.
God, what a
If there's
great.
an Oriole Hall of Fame, Tom Davis should have been in it years
Yeah,
ago.
well, here he is. And then Scott Garceau inducted Joe Orsolac, presented Joe
They're
Orsolac.
golf buddies from way
Yep,
back.
yep. And
Slack's been to my golf events. I mean,
is
just
it
wonderful guy.
Wayne Kirby?
Wayne
Wayne
Kirby,
Kirby
sure.
introduced and presented Adam Jones. It was fantastic. The place, Ness, I couldn't believe it. The warehouse, 350 plus people. Place was packed, overflowing.
I'm glad that it went that well. I've been to that event
Overflowing.
probably 10 times.
It was great.
There was an older woman. I'm glad you brought this up because I want to talk about Pat Gates. Pat Gates, we lost her a number of years ago, a handful of years ago. Pat was an original Oriole advocate in 1958. And she lived well into her 90s. And Pat was a listener to the big band radio station that I was on in 1991. And she would call in on the show, and I started calling her Aunt Pat. And she started coming out to the events when she was well enough to drive. She'd have her little beaded glasses. And then she lost a leg late in her life. And I visited her very late in her life here. But every year, because she was involved with the advocates, she would call me, especially once I got thrown out. That pissed her off. In 06, she got really pissed off when I got thrown out. And every year she invited me as her date.
There you
So
go.
I was her date every year, every year, every year. I flew back from vacations to make sure that I didn't leave her to go alone.
Yeah.
And 1 year I didn't go with her. And I think it was the year Messina went in or something. I just couldn't. It was like
Yeah.
something
Yeah.
ate me up. I was on something with my wife or something like that. But I went to that event every year. That was the
It was
event I went
great.
to every year where they mistreated me. Like from the minute I walked in, she got tickled by it. She
Right.
was a rebel.
Yeah.
She was a redheaded rebel,
Well,
Aunt Pat.
it
And
was
I loved
fantastic.
her, and I loved going every
It
year.
was
I
a
loved the
great luncheon.
speeches. I loved everything
Yeah.
about it.
It was great. It was great. Like I said, Palmer presented Tom Davis. Tom got up and did I don't know, 20 minutes. Orsalak did 10. Adam Jones did 2.
Well, Orsalak was on the broadcast Saturday night, and I told Luke about this.
Yeah.
They all were. They were
Yeah, all
all on
three
the
of them.
TV. They all
All three
came
of them.
in.
Yes.
First thing I would say, Palmer's admiration and respect for Adam Jones,
Yeah.
just other level.
Yeah.
Other thing was they asked Orsalak about what it was like playing on losing teams. I mean,
Right.
Kevin Brown,
Right.
who's not a very good interviewer, quite frankly, better broadcaster interviewer, asked him about that. And Orsalak's like, "We're professionals." And I'm
That's
like,
right.
"Yeah, Joe, go for
That's
it."
right.
And that's who Joe Orsalak
That's
was. It's
exactly
who he
right.
is.
That's
I mean, he
exactly
had
right.
tragedy in his life when he was, I mean, just all sorts of
Yes,
things that Joe
yes.
went through. And then, Tom Davis, just in a general sense, I'm kind of shocked he's not already in the Hall of Fame, especially
Right.
given his relationship with the Angelos family, that
Yeah,
they would have,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, but my Tom Davis story, first off, he was one of my Nice Guy Award winners 25 years ago.
Yep.
So, I mean, I presented
Fantastic.
him like in
Absolutely.
that way because I love Tom.
Yep.
His voice to me is the part of the
Baltimore.
voice of my childhood,
Yeah,
right? He did a lot of
absolutely.
commercials. He did
Yep.
all that kind of stuff,
Yep.
not just QSR. But here's the thing I would always give him a hard time about, and he would always poo-poo me about, is that one of my all-time favorite movies is And Justice for All,
Okay.
filmed here in Baltimore.
Okay.
Al Pacino,
Yep.
you know the movie? John Forsythe, I mean, just amazing cast of, lots of people went on to lots of things after that movie. Tom Davis is in that movie. Tom Davis's face is in a courtroom scene. He was an extra in that movie.
That's funny.
And I swear to you, I watched it on videotape in the 80s or
Yep,
whatever.
yep.
And I looked up, one of my neighbors was in it too. He was one of the cops. One of my neighbors from my neighborhood was in it. And but Tom Davis is glaring in it.
That's funny.
That's one of the greatest scenes of all
That's
time.
funny.
You're out of order. You're
Yeah.
all out of order. This
Right.
whole effing court's out of order. Pacino, man. I mean, Tom Davis is in that movie.
That's fantastic. I'll
You
have to
didn't know
check.
that about
No,
that?
I'll have to
Oh
check
my
that.
God, Tom
I'll
Davis.
have to check that.
Listen to
That's
me.
outstanding.
And I want you to don't even like I know how well you know Tom, right? Don't tell Tom nobody listens to us anyway.
Right, of
You
course.
and Kath, you
Yep.
get order it on your big
Yeah,
screen in your man
sure.
cave. And
Sure.
listen, the Orioles stink, you got nothing else. Pick a night this
Right.
week. It's two
Well,
hours.
a night this week I'll be in Ireland, but
Well,
I get it.
okay, but I want you to watch it for its
Absolutely.
art value, for the disco soundtrack,
Yep.
for the way it was shot,
Do it.
for the injustice and privilege of judges and money and corruption.
Yeah.
All of it came in the Nixon sort of,
Yeah,
and
but I don't
it's
remember
old,
Tom Davis in it.
dude, it's
That's
old
funny.
Baltimore, the old Baltimore scenes
Right?
and the cop cars and the Baltimore accents and the guy in the courtroom that says in the Baltimore accent, "I'm a really big Colts fan." So there's just all, and there's a lot of dark comedy in that,
I will
but you're going to
definitely.
watch it, and Tom Davis is just going to appear on your screen. You're going to be like,
That's
"Oh my God,
funny.
that's Tom Davis." So there
That's
you go. Leonard
funny.
Raskin is
There
here.
you
He
go.
handles not just my money and maybe even Tom's money, but half the money of Baldwin. Not half the money, but a lot of you. Raskin Global, you can find him out on the web. So this sub shop, I got to go
Yes.
back to this sub shop
Yeah,
because
we
I've
need
got.
a name.
See, that's why you stick around.
Gotta get a name.
That's my old radio technique, right?
That's right.
They're
That's
listening,
right.
and we'll tell you after
After this.
this.
After this. That's right.
And
That's
now a
right.
word from our sponsor,
Exactly.
Summonix. I'm
Exactly.
channeling my Lawrence Welk now. All right,
Amen.
so I go into this
A
place.
one, a
I
two.
want to end a Tua. So I go into this place, and
We are
I come
old.
out and I know I got a sandwich. It's going to be good. It's leaking with its
Right.
oils and the car is getting smelly. And I went across the Delaware Memorial Bridge up 295, up to 76, Camden. I pull through just a really challenged town. I mean, Camden, New Jersey is really tough, especially if you come in that side street on
Right.
Atlantic, right? So I come in, I park in the big Live Nation lot. I give them my $30 because I'm not going to give them 40. And I set up my tailgate and I put my chair out. And man, I set the food. I took a little picture. I didn't take a picture of the sandwich because it just looked like it did online.
Right.
So I got roast pork, broccoli rabe, sweet red peppers, extra sharp provolone melted. I watched him dip the edge of the roast beef sandwiches at the end in the au jus that gives it that gooey deliciousness. I had him make the roast beef as a side. I didn't. It was could be deconstructed, but he had already made the broccoli rabe. And I'm like, I'm going to be eating it. I'm 20 miles away from the. You know, there's no traffic. I go across the bridge. I'm going to get there no problem, right? So I knew I'd be eating it within a half. It was still warm when I ate it, right? Roast pork, and it's also juicy. And if you like a roast
Beautiful.
pork, so I took one bite of this roast pork sandwich. And I had a beer at that point, right? Because I got my music up. I got my Bose speaker. I didn't drain my battery, need a hot shot like I did at the hockey rink 2 years ago at the ELO concert. So I took one bite of that sandwich and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I mean, I'm never, I love my cheesesteak place at Claymont. I'm going to be going to this place. So this place is in Newcastle. It is called Iononis, Iononis. Specialty sandwiches, roasted beef, pork, turkey, and steaks. Hand-carved roast beef and pork, hoagies and wraps. You know you're in Delaware to call it a hoagie.
Wawa.
And chicken cutlets.
Right?
And yeah, it's 5 minutes off of 95.
There you
So if
go.
you're going to Philly or across the bridge or to New
Wilmington
York
or
or anywhere up there, I mean,
you
it's as
just
good a
go
place
get
as
it.
I've been.
You just go get it, cross the bridge, come back, do what you got to do.
Great guy, nice fella. Everything's house made. He was telling me about all his food, and then you know what he did? He backed it up. Unlike the Orioles, he backed it up when I looked at this Italian roast beef, and I'm in the parking lot. I'm like,
I need to go
how
get another one.
I'm like cutting it apart. I'm like all sloppy. I had paper towels. I'm making a mess. It was in my food, my Geddy Lee Fu Manchu. It was a mess. But that's a good sandwich. So what I want to create for you as my sponsor and friend, Leonard, because you don't know the list, right? You don't know the next
No,
23 days, right?
I'm waiting.
What do
I'm
you
waiting
know
to
that's on
see.
my list? Like right now, what do you know that I'm going to do?
I don't know. You're gonna do some oysters somewhere. You're gonna have something.
Uh-huh.
You have something from
Uh-huh.
Fadley's for sure.
Uh-huh.
There's something from Fadley's for
Right.
sure.
Uh-huh.
And as we already said, there's a peach dish in there. You
Oh,
might have already
yeah.
had the peach dish.
There's going to be an egg custard dish in there too, if you know what I'm
Okay.
talking
There's
about.
gonna be a snowball. It's gotta be a
There's going to
snowball.
be, let me give you a little, there's going to be
It's gotta
chocolate chip
be.
cookies.
Okay. It's
There's
gotta
going
be
to be,
pizza. Gotta be a pizza.
absolutely, well, I'm going to be Pizza John's next
That
Friday,
could
so
be
you
a
can count
pizza.
on that.
Right.
There's going to
Right.
be in this, there's going to be popcorn. There's going to be crab cakes. There's going to be a lot more desserts. There's going to be pies. There's going
Absolutely.
to be cakes. There's going to be cookies. There's going to be snowballs. There's going to be pit
That's
beef
it.
sandwiches.
I'm ready.
I think I left anything out, but I mean, yeah.
No. There you go.
There's going to be chicken. It sounds plain. There's going to be a chicken and rice dish
Now, I don't
in
know
this
about
before
you.
it's all. There's
I
going
don't
to
know
be a
about you, but
meatball in this before it's all over.
one of mine in your list, you asked about my list. I got to go with a burger cookie.
See, that's a big thing for you.
Got to go with a burger cookie.
That's one of your favorite
Absolutely.
things.
Oh
You
boy.
like icing then, and you like
Oh
shortbread.
yeah, I'm all about that.
Okay, all
No
right.
doubt. That's a beautiful thing.
You know
With
what I
the
found that I got excited about?
crabs, steamed crabs, corn on the cob, burger cookie, Breyers vanilla ice cream. It's the perfect meal.
I don't need to ask you if you've been to Hawaii because I remember you telling me you
Yeah,
had your anniversary there.
sure.
You ever have those Hawaiian butter cookies, the little shortbread cookies?
Yeah.
The
Oh yeah.
Honolulu
Yeah, yeah,
cookies?
yeah.
I was in the World Market over in White Marsh, and they had them there.
There
And
you
I'm
go.
like, I bought them,
You
and
never
for a
know.
couple of mornings with my coffee,
Right.
I
Nice.
had my Honolulu coconut
Nice
cookies.
dunker. Nice dunker.
Pineapple butter cookies for
Beautiful.
breakfast. So
Beautiful.
it really is like, to your point, you tell people how to save their money, and the
Right.
real joy is when I
What you
spend
spend it on.
literally $5
Perfect.
on three pretzels at the Philly Pretzel Factory,
Perfect.
and it makes me so happy
Absolutely.
when they're warm out of the
The
oven, just for
butter,
that
the
couple of
salt, there's
minutes.
nothing finer.
You know what I mean? And it's a sort of like what I'm trying to share with these 27 days here. Yeah, the Ravens don't even, they can't even win or lose until September 7th. And
Right,
you're going
but
down to
what
the beach and
joy,
you're
what
doing this.
joy.
I just want people to enjoy their food, and I want them to
Absolutely.
know we all eat two, three, four times a day, sometimes too many, sometimes too much, whatever.
Right.
But like, I just want, we all enjoy food. So we get something
Absolutely.
good, we get a good tip on somewhere to eat. We all line up. We want to go there and try it.
Well, what
And
was
I'm here to try to
Yogi,
share the
right?
love.
Yogi said, you can't get into that place. What was it? You can't
Nobody
get
goes
into
there
that.
anymore.
Nobody goes there anymore. Right. You
Too
can't get into the
crowded.
place. Too crowded. Right. It's too crowded. Nobody goes there anymore. That's the kind of place you want to go to. Whenever I'm on the road, you go to a place dinner time with no line. I don't want to go there. You go to a place that you can get a reservation anytime. I don't want to go there.
You want high volume.
No, I want the place that everybody wants to get into, that you want to go to because it's fabulous. That's where I want to go. I'm willing to wait in line for great. I am. I'm willing. I'd rather jump the line for great, but I'm willing to wait in line for great. That's all
Well,
it is.
I did the fried lobster tail over at Beaumont. It's
Oh, there
great.
you go.
There's nothing on my list that like
There you go.
this guy from Ianone's, this guy Mike that ran the place, the
Iannone's.
first thing he said to me was, "Oh, you're from Baltimore. Where do you send me someplace good to eat."
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, boy, you asked the right guy at the
Right.
right place at
Right.
the right time
That's
about
it.
that, because I've put a lot of thought into this, pal,
Yeah, especially this month.
and in the middle of that, this guy makes me this Italian roast beef sandwich that was just like, I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I will be back.
There you
No doubt
go.
about that. Let
There
her
you
tell me
go.
what you're doing here this summer, helping people with their money so that they can put together. I think it
The
was
best of the best.
$10.50 for this
So
broccoli
people can
rabe
have the
pork
best of the
sandwich that was
best.
just.
That's what it's about. It's about using your money for the things in your life that make you happy, whatever that is. And knowing that you have the wherewithal to do it, help you create wealth, help you enjoy that wealth, help you pass on that wealth, and make sure that nothing gets in the way of you doing it. Too many people don't account for the what ifs in the world. We all walk down two parallel paths when it comes to our money. One is the perfect path, growing that money. The other is the problem path, things that get in the way, death, disability, lawsuit, government rules change, things happen. So you got to make sure that you have a great plan that is protected and buffered from the bad things that can happen. That's what we do. We help people protect the plan, we help people grow the wealth, and most importantly, we help them enjoy it. And if that's with their kids, their grandkids, parents, siblings, by themselves, out in the wilderness somewhere, spend the money on things you want when you're able to enjoy it. Because you know what? When you're 90 and you haven't been there and you're not getting out of the house and you're using a walker, it's a tough drive to the Delaware Memorial Bridge to get a roast beef sandwich.
Ianone's, Ianone's.
Iannone's.
Yeah,
It's tough to
I would give
do.
him a free plug, man.
So you do it when you're 50 or 30,
Well,
and then
that's
you
like, I
go
went
there
to see
forever.
Styx the other night, and I was trying to muster up like, what's going to make this night more adventure, more
And there
fun
it
than just
was.
driving to the Camden
Fantastic.
parking lot? I'm
Right.
going to find a new cheesesteak, and it
There you
might only
go.
be okay. And I'll tell you what, Pizza John's cheesesteak here, I'll put that up against anything, and
In
I'm going to
Philly.
say that next Friday when I'm there, because I'll say, when I put their pizza up, people come on and they're like, "Get the cheesesteak. It's the best cheesesteak in the city. It's the
Right.
best cheesesteak in the city." And somebody hit me, I think yesterday, and said, "You should do every cheesesteaks all over the city. Who's
Oh
got the
boy.
best one?" I'm like, "Well, I've had a lot of them, and since
Yep.
Captain Harvey's went away, by the way, Captain Harvey's logo is right on my cup here, so I'm never really too far away from here's
Right.
Captain Harvey submarines right there." When I find great places, I think that that's the maven in me. That's the Paul Revere that I want to. It's one of the reasons I've been successful for 35 years is I send somebody to Squire's or Pizza John's and they're coming from Randallstown like you.
That's right.
You don't know from any of that. You go over to my side of town, you go to Costas, you're going to know the difference between a crab cake over there and a
Absolutely.
crab over on the east side of town. I want to
That's
let
right.
people know. And
Well, you know
I
the rules. Don't
that's it.
buy, don't get a crab cake in any state that doesn't start with Maryland.
I would never do that. I would
Me
never do
neither.
that.
Me neither. Well, maybe a spit in Delaware and maybe a spit in DC, but not really.
No. Maybe Eastern Shore. I mean, I'm going to Ocean City as
Well,
being.
that's Maryland. That's
Leonard
Maryland.
Raskin is managing money so I can go back to Ocean City again and again and broadcast from Mako.
Enjoy.
We'll be there Thursday and Friday. I am going to be around all week. I'm going to be doing things with the nasty hashtag tastiness.
There we go.
Tastiness is what it's going to be. That's T-A-T, T-A-S-T-Y-N-E-S. And Iannone's is not going to be in the top 27, but they've jetted in to the they moved to the top of the star as I moved north. And I said to my buddy, he said, "Did you get a cheesesteak there?" And I'm
Nope.
like, "No, but I bet it's really good. I don't know
Yeah,
that I'm ever
right.
going to get one." I mean,
Right.
it's like this is what I'm doing on this tour, Leonard, is people go to Coco's and they get a crab cake. You need to know about the coconut shrimp there. People go
Right.
to Costas and they get crabs and they walk out and they have never had the Oysters Rockefeller there or the Crab Imperial. They need to know about it. If you drive all the way across town and go to Pizza John's and get the pepperoni pizza, it's fantastic. I get the pineapple, the
No
pepperoni hamburger.
pineapple.
But if you're not getting the cheesesteak there,
You're
you're missing
missing it.
out.
That's
So
right.
I'm trying to like let people know some other
Other.
things to try. So again, this
Beautiful.
Iannone guy, I may never get his cheesesteak. I mean, I may never go by there and not get the Italian. I may never get the pork. Well, I'm going to get the pork again, but that Italian roast beef was
To die for.
other level,
Beautiful.
just off the
Up
charts.
in the top 50 and maybe the top 30.
I gave it a 10, and
Right.
I don't give out anything above a 9.8. But my top 10 list
I'm
coming at
waiting.
the end of the
I'm
month.
ready. I'm ready.
They're all kind of tens. I
There
mean,
you go.
there's no
I'm
nine
ready.
point. This whole list here is a 9.6 and above. All 27 of these things, they are literally my 27 favorite things that I eat. And
It's
coming
awesome.
up later this week, my Chinese joint that I got to tell people about, as well as my Thai joint. I got joints people don't even know. See, you think it's all about cookies and chocolate chips and egg
No,
custard
man, I'm ready.
snowballs.
I'm ready. I'm
Going
waiting
off the
for the
charts
list.
here, man. And it's only, I couldn't even
That's
fit
it.
my Indian joint. I couldn't fit my Vietnamese pho joint. You know, my corned beef joint got kicked out by, quite frankly, my pancake joint.
Okay,
So
I'm
there.
ready for that.
Leonard Raskin, he is here to eat. He is here to watch. He's here to
Amen.
get ready for Ravens football season as well, and here to help you manage your American dream at Raskin Global. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking food when we're not talking
Food.
Baltimore sports. Well, we all have to do it.